It's 422.
Countdown to sequester on WTOP. We have about 3 days left. The government has already started sending out furlough notices for non-essential federal employees in case sequestration goes into effect. But you can now appeal the furlough decision if you believe it was not made fairly.
Joining us to talk about it, Tom Temin from our sister station, federalnewsradio.com. Hiya, Tom.
Sean and Hillary, good afternoon.
So what are the considerations for a manager who decides who is furloughed?
Well, they have to do it fairly, and it sounds like a Bob Marley song, but the only basis for furlough is no money, no work. And if it's any other reason, then the employee can go after that furlough. In other words, if you don't want Charlie or Rose or somebody in your outfit and you want to take a disciplinary action against them, you cannot do it with a furlough. You can only do it through the regular means. So it's not a back door to getting rid of people or moving along people or disciplining people that you don't like in your group.
What happens when a federal employee decides to file the furlough appeal?
Well, they have 30 days in which to file it after they feel they have been aggrieved. And here's the thing. The Merit Systems Protection Board has to take that case. And so that means that the Merit Systems Protection Board could really have a big wave of cases on its hands should people feel that the furloughs were not done fairly.
So that could mean a long wait before you find out whether or not your furlough was fair.
Well, that's right. Right now, the average case is decided in about 90 days. But if this thing doubles, then who knows? Because the Merit Systems Protection Board itself might have its employees furloughed, so they would be shorthanded while trying to take care of who knows how many complaints could be coming in from across the federal bureaucracy.
Wow, talk about irony. Now, given the sheer number of potential furloughs and the advance notice agencies have to give employees, what is the likelihood that your appeal would be successful?
It's pretty small because I think federal managers have been inculcated very strongly in this whole idea that you've got to apply this fairly. The reason has to be there's no money and there's no work. Everybody has work, so the issue will be no money. And the way they'll make sure that it's done fairly is just to make sure that everyone gets their share of the furlough burden. That way nobody can say, I was singled out.
Wow, a lot of people really nervous. Thank you, Tom.